randomly assembled.
Impenetrable.
Aimless, random.
Hey, Fredericks.
Hello, that's Brian, right?
Yep.
You gotta get an avatar, Brian.
Again.
Hey, what's up? You're right there.
Thank you.
I work on that tonight.
You're doing very now. British this evening. Hey, is that what I'm like?
It's me. That's what you guys sounded like when I came on.
I said I was going to wait, didn't I? Hold on, Fredericks.
Really? The hell?
Oh, you got a laser gun?
No.
Yeah, I lost somebody, but I don't really care.
Yeah. You're not interested in numbers, I've noticed, Frederick.
Nah, I don't care.
Hey, Frederick. Yo.
I heard that.
I have a question.
Sure.
Did you start making sound collages before Tom?
That was a good question.
Right.
Yeah.
And a...
I have to work my way back.
And learn the equalizer.
Those would be the key things, I would say.
So there's five of us here tonight.
Boy, well, that's an intimate group. I think I've run everybody else off.
Who's the other mainstays? Sarah?
Sarah. Corey comes and goes, but we had a go-round earlier. Although it looks like I could add him to the call. I'm going to try.
Oh. I had another question.
Oh, yes?
Do you guys think that Sarah tends to wind Mike up, or is Mike... What's the dynamic there?
Oh, you ask great questions, and I think Mike should answer that.
You think she winds me up?
I don't know. It just seems... I'm just... There seems to be some tension there.
Well, I think it's just the nature of this thing. She tends to step on people when they're speaking. And, that was getting a little grating at times.
Right. All right.
Yeah, I feel like I do the same thing, though, too. I think it's kind of hard with the... You know what I mean? With Skype, you know?
The thing you have to do is try and wait for the person to finish speaking, but she doesn't often do that. That's what I found, anyway.
Well, the medium is the message in this case.
Yeah.
Is that Marshall McLuhan you have there on your avatar?
Mike?
Frederick?
No!
Yeah, who is that?
Mike knows the word jazz, man.
Jazz, oh, word man. Jazz, that's what it was. Yeah, I said word poetry before.
Yeah, and I agreed with you. It wasn't worth fighting over.
Well, it's been so long since I listened to that CD, I didn't remember.
That's Ken Nordine, epic.
Ken Nordine, all right.
And he's a guy that does word jazz.
Okay.
Which in some ways I like to think of this whole thing as kind of like a free jazz, but we don't use instruments, we use dialogue, but we come in and we just improvise.
Yeah.
Even when there's not a theme.
That's
like
right.
We're like a free Skype band or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. And you got to trust yourself that you've got the skills. Or you can lay back and just play rhythm, right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And it seems like you're coming more to the front.
Yeah, I was comping for a while. I'm ready to step to the mic, but we'll see.
That's beautiful. Who's got the horse head?
A bell is a cup until it is struck.
Oh, that is so true.
Look for Action Park
or something like that.
It looks so fun from here in Rochester.
I never went there myself.
Well, I was at Action Park once as a kid.
But I don't really remember much about it.
It's literally like a tube that you go down, and then it does a full loop. And, you know, you just, and they said people would get stuck in there. If you didn't have enough centrifugal force, yeah, you wouldn't make it through. I don't know how they got them out of there. You're out of there, yeah. I don't know what the extraction.
Gotta slather up. Bring the baby oil, Jimmy. Now,
from something I read, they added an escape hatch that they had to open up to pry people out.
Hi. Hello, Stan.
Hi, Frederick. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Stan, what's up?
Hey,
Stan.
There was such a casual, like, disregard for safety.
Yeah, but wait. Never mind.
Of whom I...
Epic?
Yo.
Didn't mean a damn thing to me.
All right.
My brother went to Action Park, and he ended up getting, like, trench foot.
Trench foot.
To deal with that.
You remember riding your bike, Mike? You go from miles?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I mean, they make kids... Yeah, and kids are just... flying around, you know, indiscriminately.
I think my niece and nephew,
I mean, they're still too young to be. They're about 10 and 9.
Yeah, niece and nephew just are a little bit older than that. And
really? Wow.
My brother, he's sort of like an idiot.
I wanted you to talk with PC Mike while we had focused.
PC Mike.
What?
Mike, on your recommendation, saw Wanda.
Oh, really?
He would be responding right now very enthusiastically, I'm certain, if he wasn't out looking for
it. Yeah. I love how Mike...
buried under a whole pile of...
Right here, I didn't go anywhere.
So did you like that movie, Mike, or did I misguide you on that?
No, I mean, it was okay, you know? I mean, it was a little slow, I thought.
Sure it was. Okay. All right.
The acting wasn't that great.
The guy who was in the courtroom scene, when she's kind of like just not even bothering.
When she shows up late?
Yeah, with the curlers in her hair.
Yeah.
That's my brother-in-law. Like, and that's his first wife. We're seated in the courtroom, and the kids are his children as well. And
okay.
And yeah, like he's in his 40 years old.
Everything from the 70s kind of had that vibe, you know? I mean, it wasn't as talky as, I mean, this had some action in it, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't really pick up on that, but why distribution?
Yeah, it did well at festivals, and hang on, let me see if I could show something for you. I'll find it real quick. But it did pretty well at festivals. I don't think it ever got any kind of mainstream, like, or not mainstream, like wide distribution, but it played in New York for quite a while in like one particular theater or something. It really liked it, and it did well on the festival circuit. But check this out. I'm going to put it in the thing right
there. We are.
Nope. Okay.
Here. There,
I also have the other one you recommended.
What's that?
Priya Guerra.
Oh, yeah. Let me, I'll be excited. Yeah, watch that one. Let me know what you think of that one.
I already watched. My brother had, what is it, Spirit of the Beehive, that one?
Yeah.
I saw that, and he said it's kind of similar. They're the same young girl is in both movies.
The supernatural element in both of them, come to think of it, yeah.
Check that out.
I will remember parts of them better than I'll remember, like, the whole thing. There's, like, minor pleasures in both.
Oh, yeah, I'll check that out.
Wanda and that Priya Cuervos movie that I think are really good. Like, Mike, didn't you like the part, I mean, I don't know if I even like it, but in Wanda, didn't you like the part where the movie just kind of ground to a halt for a minute and there was a kid playing?
Yeah, that was a weird scene, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed totally improvised, like, the, you know, but...
It also seemed, like, out of place.
Oh,
like,
certainly, yeah. Yeah, it ground to a halt.
Mike, you know, the bike comes from the book Medium. He's very linear. You observe that. He doesn't like that where it just veers off of the narrative line.
The aimless, the random, and unpredictable. Are we talking about movies or life here?
Life is random and aimless,
random,
impenetrable.
It's randomly assembled. I do prefer a story.
Frederick, you mentioned the Gutenberg Galaxy before. What is that?
That is a Marshall McLuhan book. Well, the mass-produced books, and then everybody consumed information in a similar manner, and it influenced the way that they thought.
Okay.
So anybody see Noah?
No, I didn't see it.
I saw it. I was intrigued. And it was pretty crazy.
I mean, I didn't know that there were going to be these giant rock monsters. Their spirit is within the rocks. There's still angels underneath the rock.
It just had scenes of them toting these huge trees and stuff. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
I can't say I liked it.
But, that's how they move around in, you know, on the Earth, in these giant rock formations. So, they helped Noah construct the ark. Noah didn't really even do any of the heavy lifting.
Well, in the Jewish, the rabbinical tradition, I mean, they sort of expound on these stories and add things to them.
Giant rock monsters.
Draw a bigger audience, you know, now that we're all conditioned to CGI in our movies, that we never saw anything in the commercials for the movie that included them, you know.
No, that could have been a conscious marketing decision to not pre-piss off the religious people so they would
it could also be a backlash. Then the religious people get in there and they see these monsters, and then they're going to be really angry. A real firestorm. I think they were ticked off anyway by the fact that they don't use the word Yahweh in the movie. They use God.
Wouldn't that be in keeping with Old Testament tradition?
Yeah, well, they all went to sleep. They slept through the whole trip.
Oh.
You would have thought they would have gone for dinosaurs with, you know, having a velociraptor eat Wayne Knight again, you know, because it's been 20 years since that happened on film. Oh, you know, man. That would have been fun.
So is that a major Hollywood movie, or is this some sort of underground Christian thing?
No, I mean, it was done by, what's his name?
The dude.
Aaron. Is his first name Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not long. It's not one of these overlong movies. I was hoping that one day, you know, it would come out on DVD or something, you know, Blu-ray. But, I don't know. It would be interesting to see.
But, okay, so our topic for next week is going to be the Scum Bunch, huh?
You know, my knowledge of medieval history is pretty limited. I don't know a lot about that particular historical period.
Posted. Well, wait. When is the medieval?
Oh, I don't even know the exact date.
I don't know.
800, maybe?
I don't know.
No, later than that.
No, much earlier.
Oh. Up
to 1200 or 1300, because the proto-Renaissance was, like, late 14th century, right? So something like, I don't know. The fall of Rome to, you know, the Renaissance, I guess, is considered medieval.
But I was reading about the cadaver.
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Appreciate it.
Sorry. Oh, God. Thank you for validating my
big stretch.
College
education.
I missed it.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I missed it.
No, it's sort of 1,000 years, roughly 400 or 500 to about 1300 or 1400.
Oh.
Give or take a century at either end.
But I was reading about the Cadaver Synod. It was a trial that was conducted by Pope Stephen against his predecessor, Pope Formosus. Pope Formosus was dead, and yet they continued to have this trial. They said that he acceded to the papacy illegally. So that's what the trial was all about. And then when he was found guilty, His papacy was retroactively declared null. Just imagine in modern times it would be like, you know, impeaching a president after he died and then declaring that, you know, his entire presidency didn't happen, which is pretty nuts. But that's the Catholic Church for you, I guess. Yeah, give us some time. You're right. That's too early.
Well, I read about, you know, they had the trial by fire and trial of, those were actually all tests of purity one way or another, like testing for witches, like. A trial by water would be when you dunk a witch.
Yeah.
Trial by fire, sometimes they would put out metal plates, and you'd just sort of have to walk, red-hot metal plates that you'd have to walk over blindfolded. And if you stepped on them, you were guilty.
Yeah.
But there was one that was reserved, it was called the Corsned, mm-hmm. I think is how you say it. And it was trial by bread and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it was reserved just for members of the clergy. And they would eat a piece of... If they choked on the bread and cheese they were eating... Then they were guilty. Otherwise,
they got to enjoy the meal.
Yeah, otherwise, it's gone. Oh, no, I'm good.
There you go.
Trial by lactose intolerance.
Was that bread gluten free? Boy.
And plus, lactose intolerance wasn't that much of a problem back then.
I apologize.
Because people got exposed to a lot more bacteria earlier in their lives. It's a very good theory. That a lot of things like the peanut allergies and lactose intolerance is all because we live in too clean an environment. And cesarean sections, too. There's a lot of good bacteria there in the birth canal on the way out that if you do a C-section, kid just doesn't get exposed to. And then they get peanut allergies later and die. It's a sad story. It keeps repeating itself. Over and over and over. It's a sad story. It keeps repeating itself. Over and over.
Frederick's on a roll tonight.
I've never heard the peanut allergy connected to cesarean before, though. I think it's only if the surgeon or if the obstetrician has been...
Like, eating peanut butter sandwiches immediately prior to the operation.
It's causing a problem. You I don't know. Maybe that's what they do.
So it's like you got fetus in my peanut butter?
I'm sorry, Sarah, missed that one.
Just because we're in the bubble doesn't mean we can't cause trouble.
I still do anything to see what else.
Somebody told me to speak this.
That might have been me. I'm sorry.
It might have been.
That better?
Let's see.
Is anyone else interested in crowdsourcing a one episode of Staten Island Garbage Rats?
Hey, I'm up for it. Staten Island.
I think it is a good idea, yeah.
Staten Island is ripe for a reality show.
Or even like a Saturday Night Live digital short or something. It was just perfect.
Yeah. Or an animated thing. There's lots of animators in the best show audience.
Yeah, and you could have. I couldn't stop laughing when I just thought about Zach from Mithimine, even on Twitter. Is he still a forbidden subject?
Not to me.
Not at all. Not to me either.
He's just a bad caller, as far as I'm concerned.
Microbiome. That was what I was looking for. That is us. Most of each of us is bacteria.
I thought we were made of star stuff.
Stardust. Yeah. We are golden. And we've got to find our way back to the garden.
Kylie Minogue.
All right, now that's our topic for 2 weeks from now.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
Oh, God, that's got to be awesome.
Mike, I have a question that's sort of movie related. I saw the Big Star documentary. Didn't you say you saw that one?
Yeah, I saw it.
I thought that, because I'm like, I only know their first album, really. I never really explored their career much further.
Yeah.
I didn't think that film made a great case for Chilton's solo work. Am I right?
No, I mean, Chilton's solo work is all over the place.
It is a mess.
Yeah, it's just all over the place.
Went out of his way to just have fun, and he wasn't going to try and sell the big records and play the star-making game anymore. He gave it his best shot, and he got nothing.
Well, you're just making an excuse for it. You're making an excuse for him.
Film framed it, too, though. Like, that's the way, pretty much, that was the takeaway that I got from that.
But you're almost like saying that, like, he sabotaged his own records, that he didn't care about what he did?
Undoubtedly. Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe that.
But I came in on Third or Sister Lovers, and he was doing stuff to undermine the producer, like recording everything on one track so that the guy couldn't break it apart. And so then if you did individual tracks, then he could adjust things. And Alex would just record everything all on one track. And then
he did it during that record, but I don't think his whole career was just sabotaging his records because he felt like he was
like flies on Sherber.
I mean, it's a mess.
That,
but I think that's a pretty good record. I don't go that far.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think I talked about seeing him in New Orleans. And, you know, it was one of the best shows I ever saw. It was like in a small little club, and it was just him. You know, he didn't even have a band. Yeah, he was doing Michael Jackson covers and all sorts of things. It was a great night. And that was the same night I, you know, had a gun pointed at my head.
Why?
Just goes to show the randomness of existence.
So that's the Chilton record, though, to get the, like, flies on Sherber?
It's an interesting record. It's all over the place, like just about every solo record. It's not him rejecting his past, it's just him moving on, you know? They move on. Nostalgia Act, he wasn't going to sing those songs forever.
Well, and even when he got back together with the Box Tops, they didn't do hardly any of the Box Tops music.
They did Alice Chilton music?
No, they just did whatever was popular when the Box Tops were popular.
That sounds bizarre.
Yeah, well, that's...
Like, you did, like, covers?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, he never had to worry about that because he was set from the beginning.
Right.
Because of the letter?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that much.
You think he was broke for his whole career?
He was pretty poor. He didn't have health insurance when he died.
I don't know.
I do.
Didn't that?
You know, he really did work as a dishwasher in New Orleans and stuff. So, yeah, he had some difficult times there. I got the I got the box set on CD, but I never read the little booklet. I don't know why not. I just didn't. Getting away from linearity, maybe. I don't know.
That might be it, yeah.
I think on that note, maybe I'm just going to fade away.
Well, it is 11 o'clock.
Out of concern for your storage space.
Well,
Fredericks is already into next month regarding his storage space.
That's true.
So maybe we should start, you know, making these two-hour shows instead of three-hour epics.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a bad idea at all.
Plus, Fargo's on in a few minutes. I wanted to watch
There you go.
That's good. But I do want to give anybody else a chance that wants to say their piece, raise a point. Please take advantage of it now.
I want to make one request.
Okay.
I want to ask for everybody's prayers for Thursday. I have another interview. I may be getting a job soon, I'm hoping.
Oh, that's right. He got called back. He got called back by the people he felt good about the first time.
I'm not a religious person, but I'm getting very close here. So your prayers might put me over the edge. I'm calling out all the stuff.
There are no atheists in the job market.
I've been to Tulsa Smile a lot, so I'm just gonna go in there beaming like an idiot. I'm gonna be a beaming idiot on Thursday.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck.
Mike. Good luck, Mike.
I finished my prostate last week. it actually is informative and interesting. As
causes gynecological mass enlargement in men. And they just give me a weird look.
You're not even supposed to read it.
Because you're not supposed to read that. You're just supposed to know what, you're not supposed to know what those words mean, just how they're spelled.
And apparently I put too many commas in there.
Oh, you said they had such a problem with that, but...
Yeah, but apparently even that, you're not that particular about, you know?
People don't do that anymore.
Uh-huh. That causes gynecomastia.
Yeah. What doesn't these days?
I only know about that because there's a lawyer ad on TV where they're targeting people who have gotten that from a certain drug.
Medical marijuana?
Yeah, that's...
Google it. If you don't mind having that in your search history.
I'm just about to.
All right. Best of luck again, Mike.
All right, guys.
Good luck, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, and tell me what time.
Hopefully I'll have good news. Thursday at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. All right, I'll cover you with white light.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
White heat.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night. All right, yeah, have a good night. Okay, everybody got their stuff
Bye.
In. Okay, good.
Right, good night. There we go.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
What's going on with Eric? Good night, y'all.